Justin Carter, what is your underreported story of the week? What's something that you think ought to be getting more attention?
I haven't read, and I mean, we're working on it too. And what do we do actually? What does reform really look like? I don't see anybody reporting on it really. Is it just O'Toole? You know, is it just the chief? Is she really going to just be the person that fixes all this? It seems like unlikely. And so, for some reason, we're skipping all that and not really looking forward. Yeah, and maybe it's the news cycle, but it felt like in this time, especially, there's just been a reluctance to look past the incidents and look at a bigger picture.
So, the substance of police reform—that's your nominee for Undercovered Story of the Week, Jessica Partnow, Seattle Globalist. What is your underreported story of the week?
This week, the one that really grabbed my attention was that we had a protest earlier in the week from local Gambians living in Seattle in support of a coup attempt that happened a couple of months ago. You know, and I read the story and I was kind of like, what? There was a coup attempt in Gambia? And we have a Gambian American population here in Seattle. I just hadn't heard a lot about the situation and was surprised. And it was actually two U.S. citizens who attempted to start this coup in Gambia and are now in a lot of trouble because U.S. citizens are not allowed to attack other countries' governments unless it's a wartime.
Oh, that's fascinating. So pro-coup demonstration by a Gambian community here in Seattle. That's your underreported story of the week. Well, it's definitely underreported. And so, Benjamin Romano, what's your underreported story?
There was a report out from the Economic Policy Institute this week that found income growth in Washington during the economic recovery, so from 2009 to 2012, has gone almost entirely to the richest 1% of people, while everyone else saw their incomes decline in that period. And so this is a huge issue, and I think the big story we're going to all be watching is in Olympia in the coming months to see, you know, what are our lawmakers going to be doing to improve the quality and access to education at all levels that are going to prepare Washingtonians to work in the kind of tech industry jobs that pay enough to be able to afford to live in Seattle anymore. And so a big part of that proposal is a capital gains tax that's going to basically reach right into the pockets of a lot of people who invest in and build companies in the tech economy. And those are the same people who are clamoring for more trained workers to fill their open positions. So I'm going to be watching closely how they respond to that capital gains tax proposal and whether they're going to support it.